Grade 5. Listening. Part 1. Look at the pictures and match the numbers 1 to 5 to pictures A to G. You will hear each conversation twice. There is one example. Example.
Hello. As I'm a new teacher, could you tell me what you think about some of the students in grade 5?
Yes, of course. But it's only my opinion.
Okay.
Well, Aisha is the shy one. She's always hiding and looking down.
Now, listen again.
Hello. As I'm a new teacher, could you tell me what you think about some of the students in grade 5?
Yes, of course. But it's only my opinion.
Okay.
Well, Aisha is the shy one. She's always hiding and looking down.
The answer is G. So G is written on the line. Now listen and answer questions 1 to 5. 1.
And what about the girl over there?
Oh, that's Amna. What always surprises me about Amna is she's so confident.
Really? How does she show her confidence?
She doesn't get nervous and loves speaking to lots of people.
Now, listen again.
And what about the girl over there?
Oh, that's Amna. What always surprises me about Amna is she's so confident.
Really? How does she show her confidence?
She doesn't get nervous and loves speaking to lots of people.
2.
What about that girl over there? She looks confident too.
Oh, that's Fatima. She's nice when she's not angry.
Well, we all get upset sometimes.
Yes, that's true. But if you don't pass her the ball when we play football, she walks off the football field.
3. Listen again.
What about that girl over there? She looks confident too.
Oh, that's Fatima. She's nice when she's not angry.
Well, we all get upset sometimes.
Yes, that's true. But if you don't pass her the ball when we play football, she walks off the football field.
3.
And who's the girl with the glasses?
That's Hessa. She loves learning about new things.
Does she always work hard?
Yes. She always has her head in a book.
She probably gets top marks. Am I right?
Oh, yes. She always gets the highest grades in the class.
Now, listen again.
And who's the girl with the glasses?
That's Hessa. She loves learning about new things.
Does she always work hard?
Yes. She always has her head in a book.
She probably gets top marks. Am I right?
Oh, yes. She always gets the highest grades in the class.
4.
Over there is Shama. She's such a kind, generous person.
What makes you think she is generous?
She helps other students with their homework, and she always shares everything she has.
Do you mean her books?
Not just her books, but her pencils and pens and her lunch.
Yes, she must be a kind person.
Now, listen again.
Over there is Shama. She's such a kind, generous person.
What makes you think she is generous?
She helps other students with their homework, and she always shares everything she has.
Do you mean her books?
Not just her books, but her pencils and pens and her lunch.
Yes, she must be a kind person.
5.
And what about Mazna? She looks very kind.
Well, she's a very tidy person. When we do any projects in class, she always puts all the paper we don't use in the bin.
Well, that's good.
Yes. And she says that she always tidies up her bedroom and puts her toys and books away.
Now, listen again.
And what about Mazna? She looks very kind.
Well, she's a very tidy person. When we do any projects in class, she always puts all the paper we don't use in the bin.
Well, that's good.
Yes. And she says that she always tidies up her bedroom and puts her toys and books away.
This is the end of part 1.